So we've got four horses. Three of them are Supplejack Station bush horses. So they were trapped when they're about 2 years old. And the fourth horse I bred out of a thoroughbred mare that my grandfather gave me.
It's early morning here at Willowree Station, southwest of Katherine. And Tiani Cook and Tash Walker are busy washing their horses, who are a bit dusty after a long ride from Supplejack Down Station in the Tanami Desert.
We're just giving them a bit of a wash down because over the last week they've sort of built up a bit of a crispiness from the sweat, and we're just going to try and get that off. So each night, or twice a day actually, we've been giving them a sponge bath, but yeah, it's nothing like a good shampoo.
G'day there, I'm Dan Fitzgerald in the Northern Territory. These two women, calling themselves Horses for Courses, are riding 1,000 kilometres from Supplejack Down Station north to Darwin. What sort of sights have you been seeing along the way?
It's amazing. I've driven this road between, you know, between Supplejack and Darwin that many times. Yet, you know, there's so much that we just have not seen. You know, there's different trees and animals, and it's just some of the sights that we've seen, you just, you know, you can't see from the car. So we're feeling very privileged to have, you know, to have travelled that whole way on the horses. You know, we've had lots of visitors along the way. We've had dingoes come into the camp, and we've had donkeys come ride into the horses. And thank goodness we've got donkeys out at the station, so they didn't sort of have a heart attack, which was quite handy. It would have been a little bit, you know, scary not to have our horses in the yards the next morning because they've had a fright from donkeys. But no, it's just been amazing what we've seen along the way.
How are your horses holding up?
Really good. The horses are holding up really well. If anything, I think the hardest part on the horses and ourselves is just the walking part. When we feel like we need a bit of a break, we go for a bit of a trot or a jog, which seems a lot less strenuous on both of us. So they, when the days are very hot and we do a lot of walking, they get a little bit of a sore back, we get a bit of a sore bottom. But yeah, no, they're doing really well.
Tiani Cook's riding partner is Tash Walker. They've been good friends since they first met way back in primary school. And the idea for this 1,000-kilometre ride came up when Tash visited Tiani last year at her Supplejack Down station in the Tanami Desert.
We were talking about horse riding and stuff like that, and I had done a long ride, and Tiani says, oh, that'd be great. So we sort of said, yeah, we'll do it. And I said, well, if we do it, we need to do it for a purpose. And then Tiani came up with the Isolated Children's idea, and it sort of all developed from there, and then Tiani has just worked on it so hard to get it to where it is today. It's taken a lot of work.
Tiani, of course, lives on a cattle station, and she's on a horse pretty regularly mustering cattle. How have you gone being in the saddle every day?
The first few days my butt was pretty sore and I had got a blister, but I'm accustomed to it now, so it's pretty good.
How do you keep yourself entertained all day in the saddle, riding along in the country here?
Well, there's pretty amazing scenery out here in the NT. Some of it I haven't seen, so it's really nice to be able to sit on a horseback and at a slow pace instead of driving, and you get to see this marvellous countryside. The flora and fauna here is absolutely gorgeous, and we don't get to see that in Queensland, so that's been a bit of a treat. We do have little games between ourselves, Tiani and I, so we'll jump a log or we'll, you know, do some barrels like around trees and stuff like that. So just, you know. And then Tiani and I are good friends, of course, so we have conversation here and there about, you know, life experience, kids, you know, horses, those types of things. So education, which is the most important, I think.
And it's education and it's accessibility to kids who live in remote parts of Australia that's driving this epic horse ride. Tiani Cook says there's so many different challenges facing school kids who live in the bush.
Yeah, so I think there's so many issues that you wouldn't even really associate with education, which people in the bush are confronted with. Like, for example, you know, road conditions. You know, for us ourselves, we live 730 kilometres from Alice Springs, which is where my kids have all had a stint through ASOA, so Alice Springs School of the Air. So to travel a dirt track, which is, you know, 730 kilometres long, And trying to stay safe on the road and, you know, ensure you're not having blowouts. And so I guess, you know, road condition is one of our big things when we're thinking about getting our kids into in-school and catching up with their friends four times a year for their residential weeks. So that's sort of an issue that you don't really think about, I suppose, when you're in town and you know, your nearest school's just around the corner. Other issues, you know, for example, internet access. A lot of the kids' school is actually delivered via the internet. So, you know, if the satellite's down or if you don't have good internet service, then unfortunately, you know, they miss those very important lessons on that day through, you know, no fault of their own, basically. You know, there's a whole range of different issues that you sort of don't really think about. And, of course, boarding school, you know, it's awful to have to send your kids off to boarding school. But then, you know, you've got families with kids who are super talented with sports or, you know, a certain talent that they just can't actually do when they're at home. So, you know, off to boarding school they go, and four times a year, you know, you're saying goodbye to them. So, you know, there are all those added sort of stresses, I suppose, associated with growing up in the bush and educating kids so far from town.
With another 400 kilometres yet to ride, it's time for the pair to leave Willaroo Station for another day in the saddle. Tiana Cook says they like to hit the road early in the cool of the morning.
We'll normally do about 20 kilometres first up in the morning, and then our amazing support crew, Rod and Norma and Margaret and Dennis, will come along and bring some more water for the horses. And we'll give them about a half an hour's break or so, and then go again for our second 20 k's or 15 k's, whatever the day entails.